Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. The world-famous archaeologist William Fox Albright wrote, "Biblical historical data are accurate to an extent far surpassing the ideas of any modern critical students, who have consistently tended to err on the side of hypercriticism." The Hittites are mentioned about 40 times in the Bible. In the 1800s, critical scholars said that the Hittites had never existed. However, when archaeologists investigated the ruins of cities in Turkey, they found the records of the Hittites. Archaeologists and linguists worked hard and long to be able to translate the writings of the Hittites. The critics were wrong, while the Bible is right. The Orientalist Archibald Henry Sayce wrote, "The mention of the kings of the Hittites in the account of the siege of Samaria by the Syrians, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 6, was declared to be an error or an invention, but it was only the ignorance of the critic himself that was at fault." Critical scholars believe that Moses could not have written the first five books of the Bible. They believe that Hebrew was not written until after about 800 B.C. However, at Rosh Shamra, Syria, a French expedition found a temple library containing writing in several languages. There was material in an alphabetic Semitic language from the time of Moses. Sir Flinders Petrie found alphabetic inscriptions at Sarabit el-Khadim in Sinai, which date to the time of Moses. You can understand that Spinoza and other critics of the Bible were very wrong. The Bible is right. In the Bible, Sargon was mentioned as king of Assyria, Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1. Sargon's name was not found in ancient literature. This caused critical scholars to say that Sargon never existed. They believed that the Bible was wrong. However, P. E. Botta excavated near the ancient capital of Assyria, Nineveh, from 1842 to 1845. What he uncovered was Khorsabad. In this city, Botta found the palace of Sargon. The critical scholars were proven wrong. There was a king of Assyria named Sargon. The Bible is right. Isaiah had recorded that Sargon, the king of Assyria, had sent his army to capture the city of Ashdod, Isaiah chapter 20, verse 1. On the walls of Sargon's palace was found recorded the same event. Yes, you can understand that the Bible is right. The critical scholars were wrong. In the Bible, the book of Daniel recorded that Belshazzar was king when the Medes and Persians took Babylon. Hitzig, a modern liberal, wrote in his commentary on Daniel that Belshazzar never existed. This was because ancient historians wrote that Nabonidus was the last king of Babylon. However, archaeologists have dug up clay tablets and a cylinder in the ruins of Babylon that stated that Nabonidus entrusted the kingship to his son Belshazzar while he went to Tama in Arabia. Belshazzar was king when Babylon fell, just as recorded in Daniel chapter 5. This also explains why Belshazzar proclaimed Daniel to be the third ruler in the kingdom instead of the second, Daniel chapter 5, verse 29. Daniel was third after Nabonidus and Belshazzar. There is evidence that Belshazzar was the son of Nitocris, who was the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar was at least the son of Nebuchadnezzar in the sense of being his successor. The critics were wrong in saying that Belshazzar never existed. You can see that this was based on ignorance and not believing the Bible. What is even worse is that some still have been teaching such falsehoods. The Bible is right. In the book of Acts, in the New Testament, Luke called the rulers of the city of Thessalonica polytarchs. In the Greek language, that's in Acts chapter 17, verse 8. Critical scholars called this a mistake, as no officials were known to have been called by this title. However, at least 17 inscriptions have been found in Thessalonica using the title polytarchs. Again, archaeology has proven the critical scholars wrong in their ignorance. The Bible is right. Sir William Ramsay, who lived 1851 to 1939, had accepted the views of F.C. Bauer of Tubingen's School of Criticism against the Book of Acts. But his work as an archaeologist in Asia Minor showed him that the critics were wrong, and the Book of Acts is accurate. William Ramsay wrote, "But more recently I found myself often brought in contact with the Book of Acts as an authority for the topography, antiquities, and society of Asia Minor." Critics F.C. Bauer and Van Manen speculated that the Gospel of John was not written until after A.D. 150. However, copies of the Gospel of John have been found that date before A.D. 150. The Dead Sea Scrolls have shown that the Gospel of John fits the language, the geography, the culture, and historical context before A.D. 70. The destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70 destroyed all that, making it impossible for people living after A.D. 150 to have correctly gotten all those details. W.F. Albright wrote in Retrospect and Prospect in New Testament Archaeology in the book The Teacher's Yoke, edited by Vardaman. He wrote, "In the same way, the form critical school founded by M. Debelius and R. Bultmann a generation before the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls has continued to flourish without the slightest regard for the Dead Sea Scrolls. In other words, all radical schools in New Testament criticism which have existed in the past or which exist today are pre-archaeological and are therefore, since they were built in der Luft, in the air, quite antiquated today." Modern scholars were not present when the events happened that are recorded in the Bible. Too often, critical scholars have based their conclusions on assumptions, conjectures, and egotistical unbelief. On the other hand, in subject after subject, event after event, the science of archaeology has shown the Bible to be historically accurate. Archaeologist Nelson Glick wrote in his book Rivers in the Desert, page 31, he wrote, "As a matter of fact, however it may be stated categorically, that no archaeological discovery has ever controverted a biblical reference. Scores of archaeological findings have been made which confirm in clear outline or in exact detail historical statements in the Bible." Thomas Paine wrote a book which he said would destroy the Bible. Paine died in 1809. The Bible stands stronger than ever. Voltaire, the French skeptic, said, "In less than 100 years, the Bible will be discarded and Christianity swept from the earth." Voltaire died in 1778. The 100 years that he spoke about has long ago passed, but the Bible stands. Voltaire's house in Paris has been used for many years by the Bible Society. Isaiah wrote in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8, "A voice says, 'Call out.' Then he answered, 'What shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. Jesus said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Jesus also said, as recorded in John chapter 12, verse 48, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The words that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. The good news is that Jesus, the Messiah, died for your sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus, the Messiah, was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Jesus, the Messiah. You need to believe in Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Will you? He will be your judge. On the day of judgment, you will be judged according to the New Covenant, the New Testament. Repent, therefore, and be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. If you would like a free copy of this message or a free book of evidences, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time for Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Time is now fleeting. The moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death warnings coming, coming for you and for me. Come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling.